It's All Things Considered on 89.3 KPCC. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Throughout the ongoing drought, we've heard a lot about groundwater pumping, where a property owner can sink a well, oftentimes taking as much water as she wants without needing to tell anyone or get any kind of permit. As of today, that is over in California. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law the first statewide regulations governing the use of groundwater. Joining me now to talk about the implications of the new law, KPCC Environment Correspondent Molly Peterson. Molly, what would the new laws do?
Well, they set out a goal of making sure that California's groundwater is managed sustainably. So what that means is mostly defined as avoiding chronic lowering of aquifer levels. Chronic lowering, like we have now, contributes to the subsidence of land, the problems we're seeing in the northern and central parts of the state. They would also create new local agencies, and these local agencies would have big powers to restrict groundwater pumping. They could shut down wells that were harmful. They could impose fines and penalties if you don't allow inspections. And then existing statewide agencies, like the Department of Water Resources and the State Water Resources Control Board, would get new powers. They could oversee these local agencies and take over their programs if it wasn't working well enough.
So why is this such a big deal?
Well, groundwater makes up about 60% of all fresh water consumed in California during drought years and 40% in average years. I mean, we're talking about something that's going to affect tens of thousands of property owners in the central and northern parts of the state where these local agencies will, you know, sort of build themselves.
And, you know, everything has a critic who is taking aim at these particular plans.
Well, you have to imagine that the property owners who are often in the agricultural industry in the central and northern parts of the state, are accepting this somewhat reluctantly. We've seen more support over the course of the legislation's discussion, but property owners, you know, over 50,000 at least, are going to have new regulations, new limits on how much water they can take. And not everybody's exactly crazy about that. Even supporters of the law, though, are skeptical because the local agencies that could be created out of this would have 5 to 7 years to submit a groundwater plan. The state would have 2 years to assess the plan. Local agencies would have 20 years to figure out whether the goals are, you know, they're meeting the goals. It's a really long timeline. And there are people saying, hey, we're in trouble right now.
Well, what about here in Southern California? How is this going to affect us in particular?
Well, I talked to Marty Adams. He is the water operations manager for the Department of Water and Power in Los Angeles. Here's what he had to say.
We have already had that in place in Southern California, and certainly in the basins that affects Los Angeles. All those basins are already regulated. They're what's called adjudicated, which is a judicial ruling that says how much water each party gets to pump. And so there's set amounts and set protections in place.
So what you hear from him is that in Southern California, we've already been, in some cases, for over a century, really looking closely at how we manage our groundwater basins, even in the Inland Empire in the Coachella Valley, where we've drawn down our water supplies. We're basically drinking ancient water in some places. We are monitoring that as carefully as we can with new studies by the USGS for some of these regions. So Southern California knows a lot more about what water's going into those groundwater aquifers and what's coming out than the rest of the state. We're already ahead of the game.
KPCC Environment Correspondent Molly Peterson.